Hey, y'all. I'm Brandi Cyrus.
Wait, are we live?
And that's my mom, Tish. Sorry, she's stoned.
That's because I'm on the struggle bus again with technology.
You're constantly on it.
It's insane. I just can't ever get anything to work. I don't understand.
Stoners, we have literally for 20 full minutes been trying to get Tish to put her camera on the correct spot for the video content. Like, 20 full minutes.
I mean, I don't know what to say. It's like, first of all, the camera, like, started clicking on and off, and then Brandi didn't like my angle, and
because I was looking at your desk.
Well, you still are, but I don't know what else to
do. I know.
So you know what that means, stoners? I need to calm down and not think about any
Smoke
of these. So
some weed. Mm-hmm. That's what you need. Did you ever get your PEMF mat?
I did.
The one that goes in your chair.
It is so good. I use it in my bed.
Well, I was going to say, you need to put it in your friggin' chair so that you can do that and smoke weed while we podcast.
That is nice.
I feel like that would get you in like a really nice zone.
And honestly, I do not know why I got so busy all of a sudden. Like, my life is out of control.
Explain.
I mean, I don't even know why, but like, I feel like I haven't had a lot to do because, you know, we are having the writer's strike right now, which completely affects, you know, what I do at Hopetown and with my NBCU deal. And so we've really slowed down a lot. And I feel like I just haven't had that much to do. And then All of a sudden, Dom gets a film. And so he's off filming and all crap's broken loose. And like, I've decided I can't be away from my baby. So,
freaking go.
I have, like, you know how much I hate to fly, but I cannot not love on my little baby Dom because I just miss him too much. And so I'm going there. But then Brandi and I have a really cool photo shoot on the 14th. And then I have to turn around and leave the next day. And then I'm off. And then when I come back, I have another photo shoot with Miley. And then before you know it, it's just like lots of stuff happening.
Too blessed to be stressed.
Yeah, but then I was like running around this morning, getting gas, getting dog food, going to the post office, going to meet Kathy.
Honey, welcome to everyone in America's freaking life.
I know. How do we get it done? And especially if like it's not just a normal week when you have tons of crap going on and there's like extra things on top of it, like travel and shoots and work. And then just like,
this is my whole life.
It's a lot.
My whole life.
Yeah, it's a lot. But you know what, stoners? I'm sorry. I just have to brag on Dom one more time because.
So I
text him on my way to lunch and I was like, oh, I just really miss you today because I literally am just feeling so overwhelmed with life. And I just miss you and love you. 40 minutes later from set, my phone rings and it is baby Dom just calling to say, I love you. What's wrong? Are you okay? What can I do? Like from set. Like he's literally.
Is that crazy?
Well, I've never had that before. Have you?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Well, I've never had that. Sorry. But I just haven't had anyone that was like, I've always taken care of everybody. Dom takes care of me. It's amazing.
He does.
So I just can't wait to go. And then Brandi's meeting us there.
I am. Back to Italy.
Back to Italy. We're going to...
Ciao. Back to Italy.
It's more like, I want to be a tourist. A hillbilly freaking tourist.
Oh, no. That is not what I want to do. I'll let you get that out of your system, and then I'll come over.
What would you like to do?
I'd like to get out of the city and, like, see some things I've never seen. Like, the countryside there is just so beautiful. And the coast. The coast is one part of Italy I've never gotten to see or explore.
Me too.
And so I don't know how accessible that is to Rome exactly, but I just feel like everything there is a quick train ride away. And, you know, you've never seen Lake Como. It's absolutely beautiful. That's pretty far north, but that's the only like water I've seen in Italy. And I feel like Italy is really known for, you know, yes, the countryside, but its coastline.
Major. And like So Brandy and I, that was the one trip we had talked about before that we went on, and we really did. We were major like tourists. So we did
major
the Colosseum. We went to the Vatican. Like, what else did we do, Brand? We went to San Gimignano.
The Trevi Fountain. Yeah, we did a lot in Rome. Like, we saw all the touristy things in Rome. And then we took a car to Florence. So we got to see some things along the way. And then I think we flew from there to Venice, maybe. I can't really remember.
I don't think we ever flew.
Did we drive?
I think so.
Maybe we drove. Okay. And then, yeah, we did Venice for 2 days. But there's still like, there's just still so much more of Italy to see. So
I know.
I don't know. I'm going to do some research and see if I can find some stuff along the coast to maybe do, or like a day trip train ride somewhere.
I was thinking that. I've seen a couple that Lily, Dom's daughter, sent me of a really cool place that you go, and kind of like we did in Greece, where you spent the day and you had dinner on the boat and that whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I think it was like an hour train ride.
It's, and taking the train there is just so easy and comfortable and chill. Like, we took the train a lot the last time I was there. And it's just like, it's just so easy, and everything's just so accessible in Europe. It's awesome.
Well, it's easy for Brandy. I can get lost in a parking garage. So
you would definitely get lost in the train station if you were by yourself.
I cannot do that. So that trip is going to have to wait until you're there, because no. Anyway.
But yeah, exciting times.
I've just been busy, busy, busy. What have you been doing?
Well, that doesn't explain anything. Everything you just talked about doesn't explain being busy right now, but that's okay. We're going to let you have that.
I'm very busy right now.
You're like,
now.
I'm so busy. I'm going to Europe. And then we have photo shoots, but that's not now.
We have our photo shoot is in a week, which means.
Yeah, but what are you doing now that makes you so busy?
Preparing the space, because.
Going to see Miley. Moving Miley's furniture around.
I swear.
Like, what else are you doing?
I have so much to do to get ready for our shoot. Even like getting my nails done, I don't have anything to do to my hair.
Brother.
But like just getting prepared, staging the trailer. We are shooting the trailer. I'm not going to say for what publication, but we're doing that, and it's going to be so sick. And so I need to actually go make sure it's perfect and get the outdoor flowers done and do all of that good stuff and then get ready to leave.
I just think you're very bad at time management.
I am so bad. I'm so bad.
Like, you're like, I'm so busy. But like, in reality, you're just like at home smoking weed,
no.
Cleaning the house here and there, watching TV.
No, I swear.
In bed at 5.
Now and now I'm in panic mode because it's all coming up so quick. That's the problem.
You're going to be just fine.
Yeah, I was thinking that, like, you know, whatever.
All right, well, let's actually get to the episode and not bore the stoners with your time management issues. Have you been watching anything?
Yes, I have. Several
things. What you been watching?
And I know I'm behind.
Let me hear it.
She's always like, you're behind. I know. But,
well,
okay,
you are.
We can start off with Jury Duty.
Oh, my God, Mom. That show's been out for months. We can't talk about Jury Duty. Nobody cares anymore.
Serious?
Yeah, Mom, the finale was weeks ago, like maybe even months ago.
Well,
what do you have to say about Jury Duty?
I just absolutely loved it. And if that was real, and they really did,
it was real.
You think he truly, truly knew nothing?
Yes.
And all he got was $100,000.
That's kind of a lot.
I guess.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I mean, I guess he thought he was doing it for free.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, anyway. Loved him, and what a good, good, good boy.
I know. I mean, everybody was trying to date him after that show, but he's got a girlfriend.
Well, she is a lucky friggin' girl. I mean, seriously, that he was so good to everybody. I couldn't even take it.
It was great.
Oh, so if anybody hasn't seen it, it is literally this guy at Jury Duty, and it's like an actual, like it's all fake and made up, and everybody's an actor except this one guy who actually thinks he's there for Jury Duty. And it's just filming the whole thing from the beginning of the trial until the end. And then at the very end, he finds out that the whole thing was fake and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, well, why don't you spoil it for everybody that hasn't seen it?
I knew that's what it was about.
Well, thank God everyone's already seen it, and so we're not really spoiling anything.
Okay, the other thing everybody's probably already seen that I'm not finished with, that, oh my goodness, Succession.
Oh, you know what? I have not even started the final season.
Well,
I've never really loved that show. I know I'm in the minority there. I know everybody loves it. I don't know why, but it's just always been a show that to me is just background noise and I'm not really engaged.
So I will say that's why I wasn't actually loving this season at all, because it was very monotonous. And it felt like it was like the exact same thing of all the other that. And I will say I'm going to criticize this show.
I will say
here's what I didn't love about it. It became very monotonous, number one. And I think the reason it became monotonous is because, honestly, they bickered about everything, the siblings. Like, they did nothing except bicker amongst each other and, like, who's going to take...
I mean, that is what siblings do. I know from experience.
But here's the thing that they didn't do is they didn't develop the characters deep enough. Like, I wanted to know more about what's really up with Shiv and Tom. Like, what's really deep down going on? Like, are you together? Aren't you? Like, well,
I agree.
All the things. And, like, Kendall is so, like, just messed up. And I'm like, what made him that way? Why is he so dark? And
have you met his dad? Lord.
Yes, but I feel like you could have known more of the background, because I think he was the gold.
I agree.
He was the golden boy, supposedly. Well, let's see that. You know, let's go in and know who these characters are. I didn't think they did that at all.
I agree.
And it could have been so much more like depth for me if they would have just had less, definitely the bickering and the sibling rivalry, but just also knowing the characters and who they are. I don't think they did that at all.
Yeah, agreed.
But I'm not ruining it. I'm really not, because it's everywhere out on Twitter is that, you know, the dad is a goner because he came out saying he thought they made a mistake by killing him off. But I hadn't been watching this season until like 2 nights ago I started it, and I was kind of bored. And now that episode happened, the episode was so good, I'm back in.
Okay.
It's kind of the same thing up until you get to that episode, and it is just freaking amazing.
Got it.
So we'll see where it goes from here.
I'll give it a whirl.
What are you watching? I'm still watching Silo too.
Yep, I'm all caught up on Silo. I feel like there's not a whole lot on right now that I'm loving. I feel like we're in that like summer slump of TV. I've been watching the most recent season of Outer Banks because I never watched it when it came out. And it's just like, eh.
Yeah.
Like, I loved season one and I even liked season two. And it's just really like this season's not great. And again, it's just something I kind of put on for background noise.
Yeah.
Oh, I am loving, I think it's called Platonic. It's that new Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne show on Apple Plus.
And I
love
it's
so
her.
Cute. And I love Seth Rogen. I mean, they're great together. And it's a little comedy. It's cute. So I've been loving that. But yeah, that's kind of it.
Yeah, there's really not much on at all.
Not a whole lot.
No.
You know what? I think it's out, but I have not seen it, is The Idol.
Oh,
the Lily Rose Depp show. I think maybe. I'm not excited about it.
I've never seen Euphoria because everybody says it's way too much for me that I just couldn't.
I don't like Euphoria.
And so I never, ever watched that show. And I just felt like it was going to be that, like so much shock value. And like, who cares? Like, I just don't love things like that. And I felt like everything I've read about it is just like kind of ew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
So I don't know. Maybe could be wrong.
That's all I got really.
So this is one of my favorites. It's the Integra Boost, which helps keep your weed fresher.
It sure does. Integra specially brings you plant-based solutions for top-tier cannabis storage and packaging.
And my favorite part is that with the terpenes, that you can kind of mix and match and make them different flavors and just kind of specialize your weed.
Totally. Plus, they are precision-crafted plant-based packs that are entirely food-safe, so they can be used with any of your cannabis products. Integra offers an array of sizes and relative humidity levels for storing flower, pre-rolls, gummies, blunt wraps, and so much more.
For more information, check them out at www.integraboost.com or at Integra Herbal on Instagram. Use code SWS at checkout for 15% off of your next online purchase at www.integraboost.com.
All right, you guys, we want to tell you about another one of our sponsors. It's Lumi Deodorant. I think we've talked about them before. I keep one of these sticks in my carry-on bag when I'm traveling. I don't like deodorant. It's just one of those things that I never think to pack. So I just make sure I always have it on me. If you guys aren't familiar, Lumi is a whole body deodorant that was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. This deodorant is baking soda free and paraben free, plus it's pH balanced for safe use. I know for me, like I've heard so much bad stuff about deodorant and like what's in it isn't great for you, that a lot of the traditional ones that you can buy at your local drugstore just aren't cutting it for me. So I really love Lumi. Plus they come in a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, which is my favorite, and they also have toasted coconut.
And the great thing is you can use Lumi all over your entire body. So when you travel, it's so much easier just to have one product.
Plus, they also have deodorant wipes, which are super clutch, especially if you're on like the red eye or an overnight flight. And they also have body wash, which is really cute. And it comes in a mini travel size as well. Lumi offers a starter pack that's perfect for new customers. And as a special offer for our listeners, all new customers get 15% off Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack.
Use code STONED for 15% off your first purchase of LumiDeodorant.com. That's code STONED at LumiDeodorant.com.
All right, guys, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our favorite sponsors, Nutrafol. I take my Nutrafol. Do you take your Nutrafol?
I take my Nutrafol all the time.
I do too.
I'll have the one for 50 and over.
I was going to say, there's a few different formulas. There is one for women that are postmenopausal,
yes,
which
is.
Would be my mother. and if you're confused about like which formula of Nutrafol is right for you, you can go on their website and they do have a quick hair quiz that you can take. You just answer a few questions and then they will tell you which formula is right for you. If you aren't familiar, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I've taken it for years.
I can tell a huge difference.
I can too.
Hair.
I have such like baby fine hair and not very much of it, but my hair does not shed. Like it really doesn't. And some of my girlfriends, like when they come on trips with me and stuff, their hair will be everywhere, like all over the sink and in the shower. I just do not lose hair like that.
And I feel like you used to and don't anymore.
I did. Honestly, maybe, but I definitely do not anymore. Like, I barely even lose hair in my brush when I brush
it out.
Well,
this is amazing.
I'm
so tell the stoners how we get it.
Also, Nutrafol has a subscription that you can do so that it shows up on your doorstep.
I do a subscription.
Okay, so clutch. That way you never run out. All right, you guys, if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com spelled Nutrafol.com promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com promo code STONED.
Well, do we got any DRMTs?
Well, we do.
Hi, Tisha and Brandy. Love the pod. You guys make every Thursday the best. Quick question. Tish, are you still obsessed with Paul McDonald? I have to know. I absolutely love him. You're the one that introduced me to him. I'm listening to the pod, and I've literally been nonstop listening to him ever since. So I just
want
to know if you're still obsessed with
them.
Love you guys. Bye.
Okay.
Are
you? Not even joking. Yesterday, I'm driving in my car, jamming to Paul. And I'm like, I was literally yesterday and I thought, I need to bring Paul back up to the Stoners and see if anybody else is still listening to Paul McDonald. And then she calls in. That is so weird.
Crazy.
I mean, it's so... Yes, I am back in my obsession phase. Like, That whole new Lovers record, like, I'm sorry, it is just like how Metro Station had that whole Shake It, the whole album of Metro. There's not a song on Paul's record that I did not love. Like, I listen to every single one. I don't skip. Like, he's just so good.
Yeah.
So, yes, the answer is very much I am still on my Paul McDonald train.
I still think you should have had him sing at the wedding.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what? I don't think he'd care if I told, but one time Paul came over to your house. And we hung out, and, like, it was the first time we'd ever, like, really met in person. So we had this, like, really deep talk and, like, about why I loved his music. And, like, it started out been talking about music, and which makes you always talk about life stuff. And he wrote a song after it and said I inspired him to write it. And it's so,
well, that's adorable.
It's the sweetest thing ever. He goes, I just, like, really felt some of the things you were going through. And I just, this song just came to me after we had that conversation.
Did he release the song?
No, I don't think so. And it's so beautiful. So,
oh, maybe he will.
Maybe we'll have him come on and play it.
That would be so fun.
I just love him. And his wife is from Ashland, Kentucky, my stomping grounds.
What are the odds?
I know. So anyway, yes to Paul.
Okay. Well, I just sent you a text with the photo in question from this next stoner.
Okay.
While you figure out how to look at that, I will read the message.
I'm making my glasses.
It says, oh, this is from Bailey Graven, I think. Bailey Graven. Dear MT, I called in and left a voicemail, but I wanted to also ask a design question I forgot about. How does Tish feel about lime wash? Will it be dated like the older sponge techniques and popcorn ceilings? Personally, I think it looks so nice, but afraid to commit to something that may not look good for extended years because it is sort of textured and probably hard to paint over or remove. Let me know what you think. And she did send a photo. Honestly? It looks great in this picture.
Honestly, I just have to say I'm absolutely obsessed with lime wash right now.
You are?
I just love it. And you know what? Here's the thing. If it's more cost effective or you didn't want to go to the pain of doing that, like, I love a sleek white wall, but I could not be more obsessed with that in this picture. I just think it is absolutely stunning. And I don't know that, like, it's just so neutral. I think you're going to be able to, I wouldn't do it in a super small maybe space, but, like, I just think it is so beautiful and just gives so much texture to a room that you can go, if you have that and you go really clean with everything else, I just think it is absolutely beautiful.
Well, it looks great with her floors here. I love the color of the floors.
Well, I was wondering if that was her place or not, since she is thinking about doing it.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
But you're probably right about that.
But I love,
well, it's gorgeous.
That floor color is everything. And I love those closet doors more than life.
Yeah, it's very cool. Yes. So yeah, yay to the lime
wash.
Yay. We love a high design question.
Absolutely.
So I went on a rant about it on my Instagram today, but I'll redo the rant here. I have been feeling lately like all of a sudden I don't have very many like Instagram messages, like DMs. And especially like after I play a gig, I see all these people with their phones out and taking videos. And then I go back after and look, and I'm, because I want to repost things people tag me
in.
And I just haven't seen very many. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, I've had some pretty great shows lately, like packed out, like a lot of people taking videos, can't find any videos. So after this last weekend in Nashville, I was like, I don't know, I feel like something's up. And then I saw other people reposting videos that I was tagged in that I wasn't able to see. So I figured out, it took me a minute, but I found a folder. It's like in your, it's like requests are already like, you have to go like a whole extra step to look through your requests folder, which is, I guess, people that you don't follow that you haven't messaged before. But then at the bottom of that, there's another folder called hidden requests, and it's supposed to be for spam. But I had so many messages in there from fans that were like normal messages and them tagging me in videos, and it's all going to this stupid hidden folder. And I can't figure out in settings how to make them not do that. So now I just go to this hidden folder. So I'm going to do that with Sorry We're Stoned, because I feel like we could be having a lot of questions end up in here.
That's so annoying.
It's really annoying. It's really annoying. Instagram's like, I feel like Instagram's just getting worse and worse these days.
Well.
Okay. I found one. Let's see. This is from May. Yeah. Okay. It's been here. Yeah, yeah. Let's see what they got to say.
Hi, Brandy and MT. Oh, this is Valerie calling in from the Netherlands.
Did we hear this one before?
I have to whisper because most people are asleep here. So my question for you is, I studied psychology, so I'm a big advocate of mental health. So my question was, what is something that you struggle with mental health wise? That could either be like on a daily basis or that you have struggled with in your life. Yeah, so what is something that you both struggle with or have struggled with? And also, what is something positive that you do to take care of your mental health? So yeah, curious to know the answer. And love the podcast. Keep up the good work. And spread some love today. Love you guys. Bye.
I'll tell you what Tish does. She smokes weed. That's what she's doing for her mental health. Seriously,
and it works great for me, but it does not work great for everybody. So, but here's the thing is the number one, I think, I struggle with is fear of abandonment. It is so like absolutely insane that it is not okay. So what I do for it is therapy, lots of therapy. I have a therapy session tomorrow at 5 o'clock and
love that for you.
Yes. And I actually twice did EDMR. I think that's how you say it. It's
MD.
You do the eye thing.
MDMR, right? EDM, or no?
EMDR? Eye movement.
I don't know.
Eye movement something.
Yeah.
EMDR. And honestly, it helps so much. I honestly, when I did it, I thought this is the dumbest thing ever. Like, this is not going to work. And then it did. It was
great.
It was crazy. Anyway,
all right.
So yeah, those are my
That's
things.
Great.
I have so many other issues, like so many, but that definitely is number one.
I don't know if mine really counts as mental health. Maybe it does somehow.
What?
But I feel like my biggest issue is that I just think everyone's full of shit and that nobody actually means what they say. And yeah, that's my issue.
I mean, kind of accurate. I feel like that a lot.
It
too,
is.
But
I mean, people are just full of shit.
I mean, I do not disagree. I mean,
I just don't believe anything anyone says anymore. So that's my problem. And what I do about it is I just don't hang out with people and I spend all of my time with animals. And I don't know that that's super healthy, but that's what I'm doing and it's working for me.
I'm serious. It is working for you.
It's working for me. I'm doing great.
I mean, great. I know you are. You're doing better than all of us.
Trey said that the other night, actually. I'm pretty sure he was wasted, but he got emo at the show on Saturday and he was like, Brandy, I'm just so proud of you. And I was like, well, thanks, Trace. He was like, no, more than Miley or anybody. Like, I'm the most proud of you.
He told me that.
That's really sweet.
He told me that about you, too, like 2 weeks ago.
Maybe he means that. He was definitely drunk. So I was like, oh, this is the alcohol talking.
You know how excited he gets? He's like, Mom, you know how anyone in this family has just like killed it? Like, Mom, like Brandy is so, he was like, Mom, I just wish I was like Brandy so bad. He was like, she just was like, sets her mind to something and just gets it done. Like, no thinking about it, just doing it. And he goes, and at the end of her life, she's going to be like, I did life to the fullest. I traveled around the world. I did this and I didn't need anyone. And he was like,
fuck yeah, I love that.
He goes,
Can Trace speak at my funeral? This is a great speech.
That's exactly what he said. And then he goes, honestly, and I just hope one day I can be like that.
Duh, that's cute. He begs me to manage him every day.
I mean, he like thinks you are it.
That is so funny. Well, I love Tracy and we've been having so much fun. He's been coming to a few of my shows and doing Shake It and people. When I tell you, like, the level of the decibel of screaming when he came up at the Nashville show, It was like a Jonas Brothers concert. Like, it was piercing to my ear. Seriously, when I was like, Tracers, and all the girls were like, ah! And it hurt my ears. Like, I was like, wow, okay, they're excited.
He is so cute. I can't take it.
Oh, yeah. He had the attention of lots of ladies. All right, stoners, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our podcast sponsors. Here she freaking goes. Mother, we need to tell the stoners about Mood.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, is right. If you guys don't know, Mood is known for their federally legal THC.
Oh.
And now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, which that's perfect for Tish. She loves the potency.
Honestly, I love Mood.
Yeah. Well, great.
They are so good. They really do have something for every single mood. And it actually works the way it says that it does.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does.
What's your favorite product, would you say?
You know what? I love their pens. They are really good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Mood offers things like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. And they have this THCA product that converts into THC when you heat it, and you get access to the classic marijuana high. Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis. All of their products are regularly tested in third-party labs and sourced from small family farms and pesticide free, which is so important. They have different strains for specific moods, hence the name of the brand. So whether you want like a euphoric, energized feeling, or you're feeling more creative and want to chill, they have something for everybody and plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to HelloMood.com and use promo code SWS. That's HelloMood.com, code SWS for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll.
Cute.
Hi, I just wanted to start off by saying I love you both. And my question is, what more directed towards Tish is, what are your...
is she peeing?
Kind of tips for getting into interior design. I'm still in high school and I really want to do it for college and just get into it. So, yeah.
I think she may be
sounded
peeing.
Like that she was peeing.
I think so too.
I'm kind of into it. I'm kind of down. I kind of respect it.
Multitask girl. I mean, hold on. And I don't know how to like per se get into your interior.
Mom. Well,
Brian, you got to take that one.
She said this is for Tish. What do you mean?
I don't know. I had to do it because your dad was such a butthead. He wouldn't let me have people wallpaper and paint and do shit. So I had to do it myself.
Yeah. Okay. So that's good advice. So the advice is get out there and just do it.
Honestly, that's what I did because I just could not like, our house that we bought was so gnarly. And so I painted that entire inside of it, 3,500 square feet, myself, wallpapered, painted, like did everything. And that's actually what made me love it, was actually just being so hands-on and just doing it. And it just became such a passion through that process. But it's still my favorite thing to do. Somebody said, what? Like, if you were so exhausted, so tired, like, just couldn't do one more thing, but you had to do one last thing before you shut your eyes, what would it be? Like, what would you actually do?
I don't really understand the question. Are you okay?
I'm dead. I sound so old right now. I'm like, as you young people, you probably just freaking look at Instagram. But like the one thing, like if I don't care how tired I am or how much, like the one thing that I love to do is just look at inspiration pictures of the interior design.
Before you go to bed?
Every night.
Huh.
Every night.
Fascinating.
I look at interior design pics nonstop.
You're insane.
I do.
I I just turn to my left and look at my precious Azzy girl, and I just thank the Lord above for this sweet, sweet angel that I just got blessed with. I'm serious. Every night before I go to sleep, I turn off the light and I look, I give Azzy girl a big kiss and I say, I love you so much and you're an angel sent from heaven and I am just so blessed.
That is so cute, Bran.
I tell her every night.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. She's looking at me right now because she knows.
I'm dead.
That's what I do. It's true. She's an angel. You know it.
Okay. I don't know how we got on this subject, but
I don't either.
Let's keep it moving.
You were trying to give advice, but I don't know that we did it, but we did it. Okay. I think we have one more. Let's see.
Hi, Mindy. Hi, MT.
Hello.
Hope you're doing fine.
I'm doing great. I'm Ryan, now.
From Mauritius Island and Yami guy. This may be new. Yeah. Big fan of you too. And massive fan of Miley since I was like 7 and I'm turning 24 this year. So it's been quite a long journey. So today I'll be looking for advice with you, like how to maintain a good work-life balance. Like I find it hard to handle like my personal life, my professional life, my studies, having an emotional life too, and everything happening right now. So I found it a little bit overwhelming. So maybe you can help and hope my record will find you. And yeah, sending some love and some positive vibes.
Aww.
Thank you.
I love him.
Oh, and I forgot to say, come over to Mauritius whenever you want.
Where?
Mauritius, Bran. It's amazing.
Where's that?
In the middle of the ocean.
Sick. Okay, I just clicked on his profile. His name's Ryan. I just clicked on his profile, and it says he's a voice actor and voiceover artist, and that tracks. Your voice is incredible. It's on Instagram.
He DM'd you?
Yeah, he sent us a voice message on, like, in DMs.
Got it.
Ryan RP. Well, he is just cute as hell and, like, love all of us for him. I'll send you the profile so you can look.
Well, I just love him. And honestly, what did I say earlier that I text Dom? I'm absolutely overwhelmed, like doing all my professional stuff, like all my personal relationship stuff, like all my work stuff. Like today it was like all just too much.
It's a lot.
I mean, and
being an adult is not what it's cracked up to be.
Being like, wah. I mean, it is just like there's just not enough time in a day to get everything done. There's just not. And I don't even know how I did it when I had little kids. Like, it's insane.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely like feel that a lot, like especially when I am so busy with work and traveling so much. Like the thing I find the hardest is making time for like a social life.
I know.
That's just like, it's not that it's a low priority, but I specifically tend to prioritize like my sleep and well-being and rest and also horses and my time at the barn above everything else. So then like my social life tends to take a hit. So for me, that's where I struggle the most to like find a balance and to make sure I'm seeing my friends and spending time with people I care about and going out and having dinner every now and then and doing stuff that's just fun. So I think like, I don't know, the advice I give myself, the things I tell myself are to just have boundaries, I guess. And also to, even when you don't feel like doing something, if it's something you really feel like you should do, like get yourself out of bed and just do it. You know what I mean? Like there are nights where like my friends are like, come to dinner, let's go have a drink or whatever. And I maybe haven't seen them in a few weeks. And like, even if I'm so tired and don't feel like it, every time I make myself go, I'm just so glad that I did. It's like the gym. It's like you never want to go to the gym and you always dread going, but you never leave and regret going. And that's how I feel about being social, is it's like a lot of times I dread it and I'm kind of like, oh, but I'm just so comfortable at home by myself. But then I go out and I'm always so glad that I went. So I would say just get out of your comfort zone. And even when you don't feel like doing some things that you want to prioritize, do it and you won't regret it.
That is so true. Yeah.
You're stoned. Oh, well, that was fun. I'm glad I checked the hidden request folder.
I mean, seriously, that is not okay.
Instagram needs to do away with that. I don't like that.
I don't like it at all. And why do you have hidden messages anyway?
No, it's stupid.
It seems creepy.
It's supposed to be for like spam, but it's not spam. They're just normal messages. Yeah. I need to get it together. Okay. Well, since I know, because I was on Amazon today.
I just feel like Brandy needs to be a commentator for something.
What do you mean a commentator?
Like, you are just such a great, like, host.
I know.
Like, why can't you be a sports commentator?
I don't think I know enough about it. Speaking of sports, though, if you aren't watching the NBA finals, then you're doing something wrong. These finals are so good. So my mom definitely has no freaking clue. But mom, it's Denver Nuggets are in the finals with the Miami Heat. Miami Heat's is like a big underdog, and Denver's a great team. They have a great record and everything. But so Denver won the first game, and the Heat won last night in Denver. So they're 1-1. Such great basketball. It's so fun to watch. Like, I just love playoff sports in general. I love playoff hockey, but I really love playoff basketball. So if you're not watching it, maybe turn it on. I don't even want to say everyone's like, who are you rooting for? And you know what? I almost don't want to pick. I think if I had to pick a team, I'd pick Miami because they're the underdog and I like rooting for the underdog. But I love both teams. I lived in Denver for a year. I went to a bunch of games. There's a few of those players that I've gotten to see play a lot. And like, it would be great if Denver won, but it would also be really great if Miami won. So like, I'm kind of cool with whoever. I just want a good series. And right now it's like super hot.
Wow. Okay.
Super great to watch.
You know what? I just really think
you scare me. You scare me.
I really just think Miami instilled in me that I just love college basketball so much more.
Can't watch college. They're too young. It makes me feel like a creep.
I love it so much. And I think it's because mom and dad just were so love the Kentucky Wildcats so much. It's like they're really the only team I really care about. So anyway.
Okay. Well, good for you. All right. Well, since Tish is leaving the country in like 10, she has 10 whole days and she's losing it. But I was on Amazon and the order history is extensive of shit she's buying for her trip. It's out of control. So we're going to have plenty of baked goods
for you.
Okay,
well, let's talk about them.
Okay.
We'll go down.
Why are you buying a mini travel size neck pillow? You have the sleep number one.
No, Molly took it and never gave it back.
Why don't you get the sleep number one? It's so good.
I just did this one because, I don't know, I was stoned and it was on Amazon and it looked the same without the strap.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know if we've talked about the sleep number travel pillow. I think we maybe have, but if you guys like a travel pillow, it is the ultimate.
It's everything.
And my mom did find a dupe on Amazon, so we'll post the dupe because it might be cheaper. Let's see. Because the sleep number one's is kind of expensive.
Yes. And I swear it already came in and it feels exactly.
Oh, it's $30 on Amazon.
Okay, what was mine?
I think it was like 40 or something, so not a whole lot more, but you know.
Mine was more?
Well, so, no, sleep number is like 40 something, like almost $50, okay. I think.
Because this one's cheaper. Identical.
Okay, well, we'll post. Like, it's a great travel pillow.
And honestly, I already got a travel blanket, and it came today too. It is the softest, warmest, most amazing blanket, travel blanket, and it's in its own little pouch. And the
pouch
has a pocket on the front. Like, you could put headphones in, or like, it is just so cute. And
cute.
I mean, honestly, these are the best travel things ever.
Okay, great.
And then I just got some containers that, you know, I need to take my biologique recherche.
Oh, recherche.
Recherche. So I got some little bottles to put that in. And what else? Oh, my favorite of all time, Free People little camis.
Oh yeah, you bought a bunch of those.
Did not know you could get these on Amazon.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
You are killing me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I know.
She bought 5.
And I buy them in both sizes because you could wear the small medium, almost like a little bra under things. But if you get the medium large, you can almost wear it like a cropped shirt. It's that much different. So, and I love the fit both ways for different types of jeans.
What's this other one that you, Camisee women's sleeveless crop?
You know what? I saw that.
You got 5 of those?
I know. I saw that it had great ratings. So I'm going to try them.
It says delivered today. Have you not tried them on yet?
I only got one today.
Delivered June 4th, delivered today.
Huh.
The one delivered June 4th is four of them, and it says it was left inside your mailbox. Maybe it's at your...
Well, that's ridiculous.
And then the green one says delivered today.
Yeah, I got the green one.
Well, all the other ones are there somewhere.
Well, I'm going to have to go get them tomorrow. Means I have to go back to the post office.
Poopery. Who are you buying that for?
Oh, because you, for my trip.
Is that what it's for?
Yeah. That stuff is okay. The best. All right. And it is so perfect for not being able to smell weed.
Well, they make a specific one for weed. We already talked about this.
See that on Amazon now.
I've got a bottle of it.
Well, give it to me.
I see that you bought a rechargeable travel mirror.
Every place I ever stay, the lighting in the bathrooms are so bad. I cannot deal.
This is true. So, okay. And then some compression socks.
I was a little worried about the mirror breaking, but it says travel.
Oh, yeah, it'll be fine. Just put it in your carry-on.
But you think it won't break?
No, it'll be fine.
Okay.
Compression socks?
Yes, compression socks. Literally.
They are a game changer.
They are a game changer. And Dr. Amen.
Honestly, I should buy some too.
And everybody says that you even have less jet lag for some reason.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. What else did I get?
Okay. That's it. Some makeup and shit, but we don't need to talk about that, really. Couple adapters, you know. I don't think the stoner really needs to know which adapter you bought.
Not at all.
I got some really nice cuticle oil that we can post. I'm a big fan of that.
I saw you got cuticle oil.
Well, you know I have the worst freaking nails on the face of the earth.
My cuticles
are horrid.
Yeah.
Every time I go get my nails done, like every new person that's ever done my nails is like, oh, your cuticles are so dry. Do you put stuff on them? And I'm like, yes, I fucking put stuff on them. But I also have my hands in water every day and in dirt. And I ride horses and I'm hard on my hands. And I'm sorry. But yes, I put shit on my cuticles. And so I got like another cuticle oil to keep on my bedside table to put on every single night before I go to sleep so that this freaking nail lady will shush.
They actually say that to me each time too.
Every time I'm like, I get it. Okay. They're like, do you put anything on your hands? I'm like, yes, I do. I even have a little thing that I take on the airplane, and while I'm flying, I put it on my cuticles because flying dries out everything. Like I do all the things. That is my rant for the day.
I'm dead about this. It is so annoying, though. But anyway, you know what my dilemma is I had my nails redone too quick, and now I literally need to have them done for the domino shoot, but they're not ready to be done.
Ooh,
and then I leave the next day. But if I don't do them, even though they're not going to be even close to ready, then they'll be ready while I'm in Europe. So do I just have...
Ooh,
I,
yeah,
just,
you don't,
I hate having them taken off unnecessarily.
I do too. But yeah, I don't know.
I don't either.
Struggle.
I'm going to call Katie and ask her.
Oh boy. I was thinking I need to get mine done in LA.
These, let me tell you. Okay. I get every single solitary day. I'm not even kidding. Somebody stops me about my nails. They are just sheer perfection at all times because of Katie at Modern Pamper. And
we know Modern Pamper. You plug them constantly.
But Katie, like, you don't understand how good she is. And my nail beds have never been healthier. I mean, they'd be even healthier if I didn't put Gel X on them. But, like, they are thick underneath. Like, they're so good. Gel X does not break. Like, I can keep these on 3.5-4 weeks. They do not break.
Well, that is just lovely.
So
I've been doing the, you know, some people call it hard gel, but that's not really exactly what this place uses. They use this, what do they call it? Overlay. They call it overlay, like gel overlay. And the brand they use is Madame Glam. And I am desperate for a place in LA that uses the same stuff because I've worked so hard to get my nails. So like, these are my nails. And I worked so hard on them that like, I can't risk somebody screwing them up with another product.
Now,
do you still have to do an
overlay now?
Yeah, I do it every time. Like, because that's what keeps them strong enough to not break.
So technically, it's like a veneer.
Sort of. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But it's just gel. It's just gel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like a thicker gel
right.
or whatever. But it's a non-toxic one. That's the brand is not is like a non-toxic version.
So
of
what's
gel.
The difference?
So like,
what's the,
that's what I want.
What's the difference in that though in like an S&S powder?
I've never done powder. I don't like the powder.
Okay, but here's the thing that I was thinking. I would like it would kill me not to have these nails.
Do it. Oh boy.
Like I just love them more than life, but I'm not sure the UV or LED light, either one, is great for our nail beds. And with the
I mean, it's not.
The S&S powder, no UV lighting, no LED
really?
Lighting at all.
Huh.
Yeah. And it, I mean, they, it's, okay. it's basically an overlay. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did that, my real nails grew so long too.
Yeah. Well. I'm on the lookout for the Madame Glam gel overlay in Los Angeles. If anyone knows, please let me
I'm
know.
I'm sure if you Google them, there'll be a thing that says locations.
I'll look.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've done well for myself over here.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're boring the stoners, so I guess we can wrap her on up. I would ask what you've got going on next, but we know that you're going to Italy. Or do we say Italy? Yeah, you were going to Italy in 10 days, but she's already freaked about it. What else you got going on?
Well, two photo shoots.
One photo shoot.
Two.
The other one's July 6th.
I know, but I'm going to be gone until the 1st.
I know, but that's a month away. What are you doing now? What are you doing this week?
Then I haven't had jet lag.
No, you're going to be just fine.
Am I? Okay, so this week, I need to look at my phone and tell you, but tomorrow I'm having my couches and chairs and beds cleaned. And so I have to be here for that. I need to go to 14 Karat. And have some.
Oh, have to go to the jewelry store. Well, have to.
Yes, I need to go to the jewelry store.
High priority.
And then after that, I have a meeting with Pat, Molly's assistant. And then I think I have one more thing tomorrow, but I can't remember. Then
she's busy, guys. She's booked. She's slammed.
Wednesday, I have to work out. And then I have to drive like an hour away to pick up things from storage that have been in storage for so long that I really don't need, but I just let go of. And then drive an hour back. And
what a tragedy.
Then on, was that Thursday? Yeah, that's Thursday. And I have to go to the DMV on Thursday. I have so many things. I can't even talk about it.
Well, good luck with all of that. And stoners, so stoners, listen, next week I'll be in LA. So we're going to try our best to figure out how to record an episode together.
That would
in
be
person,
so much more last fun.
Last time we tried, it didn't go well.
it did not go well at all.
It didn't go well, but we're going to try our best.
Okay. That sounds much better.
We're going to do our best.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, love y'all.
All right. Well, we love you guys so much.
Yep.
Love ya.
Oh, love ya. Talk to you next week. I just remember there's something new I wanted to watch and I can't remember what it is.
Well, real quick, stoners, I feel like you guys have been slacking a little bit on calling in on the voicemail. So I'm gonna need you guys to call and leave some messages. And you know, if you can't think of anything, like, can you just swindle your friends into leaving a message? Like, ask, they don't have to listen to the podcast necessarily, but just like next time you're with your friends, you know, you guys just call in and make somebody ask a question. All right.
Seriously.
The number is 5167 Stoner. 5167 Stoner. We need your messages. DRMT is our favorite segment. And truly the podcast is shit without it. So please call us.
Brandy's potty mouth today is out of control. I mean, seriously.
I've been hanging out with Trace too much.
I know.
I blame Trace Cyrus for everything.
Me too, honestly.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.